I'm Bill Schmidt. I'm an assistant professor of operations, technology, and information management at the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management at the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. All of my work deals with information asymmetry, whether it's my modeling work or my empirical work. This is dealing with a situation where some party knows more than the other party. It can lead to operational disruptions. It can lead to exaggerated stock market responses to bad news. Information asymmetries can also exist between the firm and its suppliers, and this can lead to a miscommunication between those two parties and a lot of unrealized efficiencies. The published research is about what's called the bullwhip effect, which is a canonical problem in operations management, and it deals with situations in which a firm receives orders from its customers that have some degree of variability, but then they place orders with their suppliers that have even higher variability. And variability can be really problematic for companies to deal with. If you've got orders that are kind of being whipsawed all over the place, you need to either build inventory so that you can meet demand when it's high, or you need to build excess capacity so you can meet that high demand, or you just say, you know what, I'm not gonna meet demand when it's high. Is it possible to attract customers that are counter-cyclical or nudge existing customers into different order patterns? What the company should do is look for their existing customers and a customer that offsets those peaks and valleys, such that, see if I can get this right, you look at customers that are ordering a lot, new customers that are ordering a lot, when your existing customers are ordering a little, and ordering a little when your existing customers are ordering a lot. And that smooths your pattern. And our empirical analysis shows that there's plenty of room for further improvement on this. Another project that's still in the publication process deals with fake news or false information. And this has gotten a lot of attention over the last several years. And most of the scholars that are looking at this are looking at its spread through social media platforms. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. A huge source of false information is websites. They're easy to set up, they're easy to abandon, and no one is centrally enforcing the standards around false information on those domains. These bad actors who are setting up false information domains, they're reticent to actually be identified through their websites. They try to obfuscate their contact information. And so we hypothesize that you can use that the presence of that kind of opacity in the identity of the website owner to actually identify firms that or those entities that will go on to create false information domains. So we develop a theoretical model, game theoretic model that shows that, and then we test these the model assumptions or the model outcomes using a machine learning model, and we get spectacular results. We were quite pleased with the predictive power of this. It basically allows organizations to identify early on, at the time a website is initially registered, which websites will then go on to produce false information. It becomes much easier for the social media platforms to trim out the links to website XYZ, and so that domain's content can't infiltrate social media platforms. So it simplifies the downstream job of the social media platforms immensely if we can achieve this.